Bipartisan approval on how the Biden administration responded to deadly tornadoes in Mississippi. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Florida Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz on Fox News Live.
You have the FEMA administrator, the Homeland Security Secretary there, which actually is a little different. Usually the Homeland Security Secretary doesn't come. So that does show that the administration is giving us the priority they need.
Both the government and President Biden declaring an emergency to allow for government aid. TikTok CEO provided hours of testimony to lawmakers in Washington, claiming the company values safety of users and their data. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby with moderator Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation.
Our concerns on the national security front are valid. We've banned it on all government devices. We got to get through this CFIUS review to see what the outcome is there before we move ahead. In the meantime, again, the president welcomes congressional action on the Restrict Act.
TikTok is owned by Chinese company ByteDance. At least two suspected migrants died, many others sent to hospitals after police found them suffocating in a locked train car traveling near the U.S. southern border.
Sadly, this isn't a new issue for any of us that live in Texas's 23rd district. So Canipa happens all the time. Hondo is another city where this happens regularly. Uvalde, Eagle Pass. This has been ongoing for a couple years now.
Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas, also on CBS's Face the Nation, the incident could be connected to human smuggling. Gas prices have been steady over the past 2 weeks, thanks to steady crude oil prices.
There's been a 1 cent drop in the average price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $3.52 nationally, and it compares wonderfully to last year's price. It's an 85-cent discount under its year ago.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey. Tulsa has the lowest price, just $2.79 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A deadly skin-rotting drug called xylazine is linked to hundreds of overdose deaths across New York State. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is from New York.
Today, I am asking the DEA, which has just issued the alert, to focus on stopping xylazine, this evil drug, in New York City.
Xylazine is shown to be Narcan resistant and is responsible for at least 40 overdose deaths in central New York this month alone. More bipartisan support today for President Biden's strike on Iranian forces after Iran killed a U.S. contractor with a drone strike Thursday.
U.S. officials say all was quiet last night in Syria for the first time in 4 days after repeated attacks by those Iranian-backed proxy forces against some of the 900 U.S. troops deployed there. The top general commanding all U.S. forces in the Middle East says his soldiers have been attacked nearly 80 times since President Biden took office. The U.S. has retaliated 4 times. Over the past 2 years, the White House has tried to pivot away from the Middle East to focus on Asia and China's military and economic rise and support Ukrainian forces in Europe, of course. In recent weeks, China has moved in, brokering a deal in Beijing for Saudi Arabia and Iran to resume relations.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the Biden administration promising all necessary measures to defend the American people. Forget spring skiing. How about summer skiing? Fox's Ted Lindner explains.
Several ski resorts in the Golden State have announced they've received so much snow that they plan to stay open through at least the first part of summer. Mammoth Mountain, a popular four-season resort located in the eastern Sierra Mountains, announced this week it will be open for skiing at least till the end of July. Similarly, Palisades Tahoe announced it would continue to operate the alpine portion of the resort until the July 4th weekend. California has faced dramatic weather conditions in the past weeks, including powerful atmospheric river storms that have brought a huge amount of rain and snow after a years-long historic mega drought.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.